Welcome back, everybody, to a very casual episode of First Ring Daily, where Paul is just perusing the streets.
Say hi, everybody.
Hello.
I don't know who those people are, but no, that was my family and my friends. So yeah, I'm American. We're friendly. It's okay.
Yep, we talk to people on the streets as Paul is just... I feel like we're on like HGTV or something, and you're just house hunting or...
We're going to find out how friendly people are when I walk into them because I'm looking at you.
Won't be the first time Paul and I have actually walked into people while recording stuff. So you're in Sweden still, I take it?
Yep. Yeah, we're in Stockholm.
And how's it going?
You know, it's going good, but it continues to be hot here. I thought the temperatures were going to go down, but it's going to be in the high 80s today, tomorrow, and the next day again. Which, in the land of no air conditioning, is not great.
Well, you know, maybe you'll. I was gonna say sweat it out, but I don't really know where I was going with that. I just
sweating to the oldies.
Yeah,
I am kind of sweating it out.
It's like the olden days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we went in the Royal Palace today, and it was about 110 degrees in there. I can understand why they don't really hang out there much.
If only they had the foresight for central air back in the, probably 1700s.
Yep.
So, obviously going to be a quick show because Paul is out walking today. But one thing I do want to bring up, Paul, have you seen the new Google Chromebook commercial?
Oh, no, I haven't seen it yet, but I saw the story about it. It's funny, like, the whole world is, like, reacting to this. Like, oh, my God, a thing that competes with something is competing.
Yeah.
You know, it's good.
It's for those of you who haven't seen it, it makes fun of both Windows and Mac. Also, more so on the Windows side, they bring up some Windows Vista backgrounds and all sorts of stuff, and just kind of remind you all the bad things of Windows. And then they promise that Chromebooks are better
than like a Windows Vista computer.
Yeah.
Well, it's a low bar, but okay.
Yeah, and the internet, as you duly noted there, Paul, is just going nuts about it for whatever reason.
Google's competing.
It almost kind of reminds me of the outrage that initially responded from the I'm a Mac and I'm a PC commercials was probably a decade ago now.
Yep.
So.
John Hodgman and the kid, little Steve Jobs kid.
Little Steve
whatever,
Jobs kid.
Jason something, what his name was, I don't know.
Yeah. So you were literally just walking. How many, you trying to set some step records here?
Well, you know, I'm trying to hit 10,000 steps every day, Brad. And when I have to do a podcast, it kind of eats into that time.
Well, I'm sure the seasick viewers at home appreciate that you are maintaining.
Oh, I cannot move. Is it, is it kind of.
No, no. Why class it up with stable shots? I'm just kidding.
It's got to be like 240p video too. It's really bad.
Yeah, Paul, piling on what started, I would say, in Hawaii, how's that Pixel phone working out for you?
Let me tell you something, Brad. This camera is great. And I'm going to end the discussion right at that point. Because everything else about this thing makes you want to just drill it with a shovel.
The only reason I bring this up, folks, is that it took us probably 5 minutes to get this podcast started. And because...
Yep. Dude, I should have taken a picture of this, and maybe I'll try it later. But when you called me, there's like a circle picture of you.
Yep.
It was halfway off the screen, and then there's three buttons below it. And so one is, one's probably cancel, one is like phone call, and one is the video call. The video call button was not available because it was off the screen. So that was fun.
And then we had no audio, but... I couldn't tell Paul, but it was on his end because I could see that I was sending audio. But I think, Paul, you're having some issues with the jack in your that USB-C port?
Yep. Yeah, the USB port has been the Achilles heel of this phone. So I've already actually replaced one of these phones. And the issue with that was audio wouldn't go out over the jack. And there's no headphone jack, so, you know, genius. the issue I'm having now is that nothing will stay plugged into the jack. So... I have a USB-C to headphone jack adapter in there now. If I just walk around and don't hold on to it, it will fall out. And I'll lose the audio, obviously. When I'm charging, I have to be careful not to move the phone, because if you even jiggle it, you know, a millimeter, it stops charging. So, for example, last night, plugged it in, went to bed, I woke up this morning, my phone was on 45% power because it never charged. It's like,
good.
So I'm going to deal with this, and then I'm going to write Google a nasty gram and try to get a third phone. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is you got rid of your iPhone X, so you've got, nothing to fall back on. So,
well, I do have a OnePlus 6 with me, actually, so that is my fault. Right now, I've got the Project Pi data sim in there, so I guess, sort of, but I was telling my friends, I was only half joking, like, they don't understand the background of this, but Google just bought the part of HTC that made the smaller Pixel. The one that I have was made by LG. That's a piece of, junk. And when the next generation phones come out, the Pixel 3 and the Pixel 3 XL, obviously they'll both be what, you could kind of call an HTC design. It's not going to be based on the LG thing anymore. So I'm like, all I have to do is fix spend $1,000 and I'll totally fix this problem. It's going to be great.
not a hint of sarcasm in that statement. Not at all.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. The only other couple quick things real quick, only paying attention to this because I might be switching to T-Mobile, is that they're spending $3.5 billion buying Nokia 5G technology. So I guess if you are a diehard Nokia fan, you'll be switching to T-Mobile here in the very near future. And Paul, how much longer are you in there?
Boy, it's got to be almost 2 weeks. It's August 10th. So What is that, 12 days? I don't know. Something like that. Also, we should mention the fact that yesterday was your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's why we didn't do a podcast yesterday, not because I'm lazy. But as you can see from the quality of today's podcast, it might have been better for everybody if we just skipped the whole week.
Although, I will tell you, your video's coming across just fine. Knock on wood.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny, because from my side, it doesn't look that good, but that's fine. Hmm. Okay.
Well,
that's good.
Well, on the important side that's recording, it might even be better than your blurry at-home camera.
Next time I have to do this out in the world, I will make sure I have the other phone, and we'll see how that, because it just has a headphone jack. It should work. Work. What a concept.
It should.
It's like it's cost half as much as the Pixel 2 XL, and it works. It's just, the benefits just keep racking up.
I just love the, how much you love that phone, and how just, it's an abusive relationship.
It literally, yeah. I'm stuck. And I talk about this a lot, like this kind of matrix of factors that go into a decision of any kind. And if you just think about like a smartphone, for me personally, the camera on this thing is unbelievable. That's really the reason I love it. But it's not the reason I keep it. It's, because I could just have the thing and use it as a camera. But it's the combination of things. The Project Fi compatibility, I love it. Thanks to my son tethering and being on Reddit all day, every day, I hit my, 6 gig data. Well, it's a bill cap. So I've used over 10 gigs of data somehow this month.
Wow.
I usually use about 0.5, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I only pay for 6. They stop billing you. Google's like, the rest of it's on us. Full speed. It's great. So I like that stuff. And the other thing that I've noticed over the past, actually months now, is I really like Android. Like I actually really prefer it. And that wasn't always the case. And that's been an interesting transformation. I'm not going to waste too much time on that here, but these things, it's a fine balance, let me tell you, but they outweigh the issues overall. But I get it, man, this freaking USB port. I wish there was some way they could just send me a new phone and I could destroy this thing. Like that scene in Office Space when they're destroying the printer, with a baseball bat.
Yep. All right, Paul, since you're out with the family, you got anything else for today before we wrap it up?
No, I do not.
All right, folks. So that wraps it up with a little on the road edition. We'll be back probably tomorrow, and it's going to be a little scattered until Paul gets back into America with stable connectivity. But as always, have yourselves a wonderful day, and we'll catch you right back here tomorrow.